Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Welcome, everybody, and I am pumped today because I have an awesome guest. And her name is Natalie Collins. And Natalie, can you tell me about your OB1 agency? Is it our only hope?
You know, thanks for having me on, Brian. I'd like to think of it as it's your only hope, but, you know, our agency really is all about your online business is our number one priority. So if you feel that you need help inside of your business, please come to me.
I love that. I just love the Obi-Wan thing because I'm such a Star Wars geek. So tell us about you. Who, you know, you worked for 13 years inside of corporations, and I've done that. Believe me, I understand. So, but how did you go from working in corporate offices to becoming a rock star virtual assistant?
It's an interesting journey that happens inside of a corporate office. I got stuck inside of the rat race in that environment. There's a lot of things that I learned inside of that environment, though, that I deeply appreciate and gave me a very big business background on how to run things and run things consistently so that it works. So I learned a lot of things that worked inside of a corporate office. But I always had the nagging feeling that I was meant to do more, and I didn't necessarily like to follow the rules that somebody else laid out for me. I wanted to make my own rules. And so taking that, I made a huge switch in my diet and my lifestyle, and I knew there had to be a better way to live my life and not have to fight traffic every morning and, you know, all the other things that come along with having a corporate job. I discovered the whole online world and the things that happen inside of it, all the fun things. I started going down the rabbit hole of online business and quickly discovered that a lot of the things that I learned inside of a corporate office translated really easily into the online world. And once I started creating my own membership site and my own affiliate program, I started meeting other people who were doing online marketing and realized that I could do this stuff really quick, easily. Part of my experience inside of the corporate office was database management. So to me, taking the database management knowledge and applying it to a membership backend, the affiliate programs, to me, is just another way to manage data. And so once I had a couple of friends starting to figure that out, they asked me to do it for their business. And I thought, oh my gosh, you're going to pay me to do this? And I already love doing it. Why not? And that's how my virtual assistant business got started, and I quickly was able to quit my job. I was thrilled. It's like, you know, those blessings in disguise where on one hand you're kind of freaking out saying, oh my gosh, what am I going to do for money? And on the other hand, it's like, yes, I'm so excited. So that's when I started getting my bigger clients and started doing it full time, and I have not looked back.
So for my audience, explain to them, what is a virtual assistant? Because not everybody understands the concept. I mean, you know, working in an office is one thing, but a virtual assistant, how does that work?
So I really like to explain it to people as if you're to have a secretary or someone helping you out doing some of the smaller tasks that you don't have time to handle, then that would be somebody that you would need an assistant for, someone to help you out with it. And a virtual assistant is someone who owns their own company and works from their house and will help you out as well. And it's usually a lot of people like to have the office environment and some don't. And I love the flexibility of working from my home while people I help out are working from their home, and we do it all online.
Very cool. So who could or should be using a virtual assistant, and What does a virtual assistant do? I mean, what are some of the tasks that they can take care of for people?
So there are a lot of virtual assistants that do a lot of different things. It would depend on what you need help with. But if you have a business, say, Brian, take you for example. I know you have several virtual assistants. So I think you'll be a very good example for this. And you have your podcast. So if you have a podcast and you have gone through, done the actual podcast audio, maybe you don't like doing the editing part or you like doing it, it depends. But say you don't have time to edit your audio and get it pushed up to your Libsyn account and create a blog around it, a blog post around it, and get it pushed out to your social media. One of the things that a virtual assistant can do is you send them the raw file. And depending on the virtual assistant you have, you can either send them the raw file or the edited file. And they can push it up into all the different channels for you. So all you have to do is do the work that you love and then hand it off to somebody else who loves that portion of the work.
So not only could I get somebody to just do the work for me, but I could also get somebody, for example, one of my virtual assistants, Kay, who happens to be in Boston. She's wicked hardcore. she actually books, I have a radio show that I do. It's a blog talk radio show, and it's called BLT Business Life Transitions. All I do is send her an email, and she books out all the guests. She gets their bios, gets all that stuff loaded, loads the audio ready for the opening and the close, and literally I show up 5 minutes before the show, and I'm done, and that's it. And so by hiring a virtual assistant really kind of helped me organize that where I don't have to spend any time doing that. Is there other kind of tasks like that that you have virtual assistants doing?
Absolutely, a lot of those. So I would look at what your virtual assistant does as doing more project management based, because what she's doing is managing your podcast project, corresponding with everybody who you're having on it as a guest. It's so important. Like, that stuff can become so time consuming and sometimes get tedious after a while, especially when you have all this other stuff going, that you want to be able to step out of working in your business so much and work on it. And by having that virtual assistant handle all of those little tasks for you, you're able to step out and look at it more as a whole and grow it in the way that you want to grow it.
See, I love that concept, working on your business instead of in your business. And one of the things that I've heard another marketer say is, if you don't have a virtual assistant, you are a virtual assistant.
Yes, absolutely.
So what makes a virtual assistant great for a business, or what makes a great business for a virtual assistant? So let's look at it from both sides. If somebody wants to become a virtual assistant, what kind of things can they do? And what makes a virtual assistant great for a business? How can they really help them become a better business person?
Let me talk about a little bit of mindset, for example. For a virtual assistant, it's all task-oriented. So if you're someone who loves being given tasks on what to do and you don't have to think about the big picture of things and just getting that that list of things to do that you know how to do, you thrive in that environment, and you just knock them out. Like, for instance, if you love checking off that to-do list of stuff to do, but you don't like making the to-do list, you just want somebody else to make it for you, that is a great indicator that you would probably make a really good virtual assistant. So on the flip side, if you are the business owner and you feel that you need a virtual assistant but not sure what to do with them or tell them, you know, have them do, go back to that that frame of mind of saying, if I were making myself a task list, then what would I have myself do? And break everything out and then take those things and say, what do I want to do and what can somebody else do for me? And those are the things that you would basically copy and paste it into what you would have somebody else help you with.
Now, do you recommend, I mean, does it make sense to have more than one virtual assistant doing different things, or are you looking for that one person who can do everything for you?
Now, I think it's good to have It depends on your business. If you know that you can just rock it with just help from one other person, then by all means, just get that right-hand person to help you out with your stuff. There are people out there who can do that. There's also virtual assistants who love just maybe doing video editing or podcast editing. And so those are people that you would just have them do those particular things and then have somebody else maybe make all of the appointments for you. So then you would have a team.
And does it make sense? Because I've actually heard this. I've heard of virtual assistants who manage virtual assistants for one person.
Those are project managers. Mm-hmm. And yes, I see it every day.
Awesome. So Natalie, you've got a way to help people find great virtual assistants. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So I have a company. It's called Obi-Wan Agency, and like we said before, our online business, or your online business, is our number one priority, because we have an online business too, so we know all about it, and we go through and really help people with their product funnels, getting everything set up for you, going through the whole system of everything, because we know that creating those money channels is what I call them, creating, you know, the buy button to the end product. Inside of that is your money channel. And so we really specialize in helping you create more money channels so that you can bring more people into your business, grow it, and make more money. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
That's pretty much what business is about, is making money. If you're not focused on making money, then I think you have a really great hobby. So,
right.
So if people wanted to get a hold of you, Natalie, what's the best way for them to contact you?
So the best way would be to go to our website, which is obi1agency.com, and that's the number one. And on the homepage, you'll see an application. Go ahead and fill that out, and we will be in contact with you.
Fantastic. Hey, Natalie, thank you so much for sharing all your great insight. I think my people are really going to appreciate understanding what virtual assistants are, how to better use them. This has been fabulous. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.